Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Now this is why I like being married, guys. We've been arguing all day, and she still got this goddamn Sahugo for me. Ain't that a good wife for you?
What? Oh no!
She was tatted up. This isn't wife material. Cool, she brought you a plate of food. You know, and I get it. It's a skit, probably. But I wouldn't do a skit where my woman is, well, half naked. For one. But for two, I wouldn't do a skit where my woman is cursing me out. It's a bad look. And let's be clear. She talked to him like this during their fights. I don't care if she bring me a plate of food, you know, at the end of the night. If she cursing me out all day. Bottom line, I think you made a bad choice, bro.
Nobody is going to respect him. Everybody's walking around like, yeah, you know he just...
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm 27.
36.
Has dating gone easier for you or harder?
Harder.
Definitely harder.
Why is that?
It's harder because I've already built a life that I really love. That's so I don't want to make compromises.
A lawn chair car.
So your standards have gone high.
Okay, I just want to make this observation. Women, it's like they have the attention span of a squirrel. You know, you're in the middle of a street interview. Oh, was that a lawn chair car? What the hell is a lawn chair car? Whatever, it doesn't matter. They get distracted so easily. But yeah, before they even continue or finish, there's no good reason for a woman to be single after 25. I'm going to dead in your head forever, this whole channel, for the duration of this channel. If she's single after 25, there's a 90% chance it's because she's not a good woman.
Don't you ever write nobody off.
As far as a relationship is concerned. She might give to charity, she may be a great sister, a great mother, a great whatever, but she ain't a good partner for a man. Or somebody would have snatched that up by now. She either ain't a good partner or she have delusional, ridiculous standards that she don't qualify for. The main two reasons why a woman is single after 25. It's not going to be anything good for you is the point I'm making.
I tell women that all the time. I don't hate women. I just think you're funny. And I don't advise men to hate women. Just learn to watch how to, just watch them and do the math. It's just walking jokes.
The pool is getting smaller, my standards are getting higher, so I don't know what to say.
That makes no fucking sense.
At 36, what are the men like in your dating pool?
They're there. there's a range of men, I would say, but it's hard to find something that you have in common with a bunch of, I don't know.
She can't come up with a genuine thought. It's damn near impossible.
They can't even form sentences. You see that? Because she's trying to come up with something, anything other than I'm dog poop on the dating market. Even her friend is looking at her like, oh, you are crashing and burning, baby. Oh, boy.
A lot of men out there, but just not what you're looking for sometimes.
Did you think you had a better shot at getting into a relationship when you were younger?
Yes. I'm an old lady, but also...
But she doesn't look like an old lady. Look at her. She's hot.
It doesn't matter what she looks like. She could look like a supermodel. Her brain is what's fucked up. The mental and emotional baggage and turmoil. She's fucked up internally. I don't care what she look like. And she don't look like anything spectacular. We all know that. But even if she did, that would be completely irrelevant. Even if she looked hotter than 99% of 23-year-olds, it doesn't matter.
Speak for yourself, motherfucker!
The internal software is fucked up and malfunctioning and getting worse by the year.
You love someone, you love them no matter what.
Shit. Shit.
So, like, yeah, it's okay.
Wait, hold on.
Yes?
Repeat that last part.
If you love someone, you love them no matter what.
Are you talking about unconditional love?
Yes.
You believe there's unconditional love?
Yeah.
Have you ever had that love for anybody?
Yeah, I think that I have.
A romantic partner?
Yeah.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. Boring Chronicles, it's the Boring Chronicles. Metal in her face, yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Boring Chronicles. I already know where this is headed. If she had unconditional love for one of her partners, why isn't she still with him? It's all baloney. It's all poppycock. It's all hogwash. But you already know what to expect from a woman who has 23 rings in her nose.
Did you break up with him, or did he break up with you?
I broke up with him.
Well, it must have been conditional. You fell out of unconditional love? How does that work?
We didn't talk, so I feel like that doesn't really...
So there were conditions to your love. Communication. Talking.
I guess, yeah.
Unconditional love. That's what we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have unconditional love for someone, there's nothing he could do to that up.
You know, if you were having this conversation with her in real life, she would have just got mad and stormed off or called you a misogynist or possibly swung on you. You never know with these metal face bitches. She's only keeping her composure because the cameras are on. Don't get into these type of debates with these creatures.
Okay, I guess you're right.
This is mind-blowing.
I gotta give her her props. I did not expect her to concede. So you know what? Maybe I judge you too soon, young lady. You got me. You proved me wrong a little bit.
You got me now. You got me now. You got me now.
I wasn't expecting that from you. Let's give her a round of applause. This is gonna be bad. I already know. Before I even read the caption, like, don't even read it, y'all. Don't even read it. This woman is above average attractiveness. This is a depressed look she's giving off right now. It's so cringe when young, attractive women fail at life miserably in any aspect, really. Because if you're a young, attractive woman, your life is on easy mode. So if you still failed, it's so much more pathetic than if a short, you know, fat, ugly guy failed. She's so much more of a loser than the ugly, short, fat guy. Before I even read the caption. Okay, at 33, we're already starting off on a bad page. My dating life is complete. Oh, it is? I would rather live what's left of my life with dignity than be in a dysfunctional relationship or run the rat race of dating.
Like, I knew it, bro. I knew it, bro. But I just needed a little clarification.
Dysfunctional men keep you soaked. You knew what you were getting into when you start dating those dysfunctional men. They didn't trick you. They didn't pull one on you. They didn't pull the wool over your eyes. You knew exactly who they were. And you know the exact guys in your inbox right now who would treat you like a queen and a princess. And they make you puke in your mouth a little bit.
Remember that?
Nobody feels sorry for you. We know what you've been doing at least the past 17 years. And there's nothing wholesome about it. So buy a dog and perish alone.
And when she's a bitch, you let her know you've been a bitch. And if she get mad, look at the bitch being mad.
This is horrifying. But, like, do you know how many men I would rob if I looked like this? All of them. I would rob all the men.
She has robbed plenty of men looking however. Because she has long hair and she doesn't appear to be fat. And in America, that's all it takes to be able to run amok when it comes to men on a dating market. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
Somebody does something to me in any way make me uncomfortable, I respond by making them more uncomfortable. And then maybe it gives them an example and it says, leave me alone. And then, like, when they stop, I know to stop because I know what happens when we go completely head-to-head. It's always a bad outcome. But I offer reasoning for them to not come playing around me.
And yeah, this is what people want you to do. A lot of people, they like pressing buttons. They like to see how far they could push the line. They want to test you. It get old fast. And I'm not the type of person to play these passive-aggressive games, but it's almost like people force your hand. you know, to either have direct conflict with him or go back and forth with the sassy passive aggression. And a lot of dudes is on this sassy passive aggressive type shit. And there's nothing manly or masculine about it. I'll just leave it at that.
For girls, compliments have an expiration date, but for guys, compliments are timeless. So, like, if you tell your girlfriend that she has the most beautiful legs in the world, she'll be happy for a few hours, but she's going to need to be reminded of this, like, 500 more times. Now, with guys, like, I remember a girl told me 2 years ago that I had really nice hands. I still remember that every single day. I will never need to be reminded of that. But you gotta learn this as a guy, because when you get in a relationship, your first reaction when they pull this, like, you never compliment me thing, is to be like, I literally told you yesterday how much I think you're beautiful or this or that. No. Buddy, that compliment expired yesterday.
And this is what I say, guys, pisses me off so much. This pisses me off to no end.
No, 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 no. Give compliments few and far between. It makes them more special. Don't get on any hamster wheel a woman tries to put you on when it comes to compliments, when it comes to picking up your cup off the table. Tell her to go fuck herself. You know, if I leave a cup on the table, oh, well, I just left it. Either pick it up or I'll pick it up when I get a chance. But either way, deal with it. Those are the type of balls you have to have in a relationship to keep a woman in check. Never let her put you on a hamster wheel when it comes to anything. Leaving the toilet seat up or anything. I'm a man. I'm rolling how the fuck I roll. If you don't like it, there's the door. I'm not saying you can't improve yourself. And I'm not saying a woman shouldn't be able to maybe mention something that she finds to be a problem. But, you know, just take note and try to improve on what she said. But when she address it, if she address it in a nagging way, then you tell her, you know, basically go F herself. You can still take the mental note and say, okay, I'm going to try to pick my cup up more often. But I'm not going to let her know that she got me, you know, with my tail between my legs.
Hell no. Hey, fuck no.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.